back at it here on the GD Morning Show from the Ireland Contracting Studio. And we have a very love when we get to talk to people here on this show, especially interesting people who follow their passion. And follow their passion in ways that enable them to give themselves a voice and to express their thoughts, easy for me to say, to the community at large. And we have one such person right now on the phone lines, the one and only Gary Ziola. Gary Ziola, good morning. Welcome to the GD Morning Show.
Hello. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for being had. And Ziola.org is the website. And you're quite an interesting fellow. You're engaged in many different pursuits in addition to being an author. You're also a powerlifter, correct?
Yes, I have been. I had two shoulder surgeries over the last couple of years. I haven't competed since my 60th birthday over 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, that's impressive.
That's a comeback story for the ages. That is very, very inspirational as well. And you're definitely somebody who follows passions and definitely puts in the work to see them through. No doubt about that. Now, of course, we could talk to you all day about powerlifting. Very, very interesting stuff.
Yes.
But we're here to talk about your, not the powerlifting per se, but your work as an author. You've written a number of books, and you're definitely somebody who gets fired up about the political landscape, are you not?
Yeah, yes, I do. You know, I've been writing, started a political website on New Year's Day on 2017. And
oh, wow.
I've written like a dozen books so far, and got one more I'm just finishing.
Good stuff there, and excellent stuff here. So the one that we've been hearing about on this radio show, on this station, the 2020 election, the January 6th insurrection, and their aftermath. This is a five-book series that you've been advertising here on the station, the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJS. Now, it's a five-book series. What are the titles of those five books?
The first one is Alleged Corruption, Bias, and Fraud, Allegations of the Corruption of Joe Biden, Bias of the Media and Big Tech, and Fraud in the 2020 Election. You know, that obviously covers, you know, the subtitle pretty much covers what it covers. The second book is Trump's 2020 Election Tweet, Georgia Phone Call, and January 2021 Speeches to Trump's Claims Election Fraud lead to the Capitol Building Uprising. Now, Capitol Building Uprising is a phrase I use for what the media calls a January 6th insurrection, and in the book I explain why that's a better way of referring to it, because it really wasn't an insurrection. Deadly, is it? Right? But those are the points that Trump is, you know, they're saying he should be indicted for, is what my ad says, you know, for inciting that so-called insurrection and even the phone call to the Georgia Secretary of State. So when there, I record everything Trump says. You can decide for yourself, did he in fact break the law or incite that so-called insurrection or break the law in that phone call? I got all everything he said publicly recorded in that book. You can read and decide for yourself, is he in fact guilty of anything?
Sure.
My third book is Tragic Ending of Donald J. Trump's Great Presidency. Capitol Building Uprising leads to impeachment 2.0 as media and big tech bias and claims of election fraud continues. You know, that picks up with the actual events of January 6th, and I record in detail from watching it on three different networks what happened on that day, and then go into the impeachment and the Senate trial and just record everything that happened. You can understand what's being claimed and why a lot of what the media says about January 6th really isn't true. Now, the fourth book is Trump Fights Back with Statements Against the Rise of Joe Biden, Attacks from Dems, and the Bias of the Media, Big Tech, and the J6 Commission, or that could be J6 Committee, would probably be a little more accurate. But in any case, after Trump got kicked off of Twitter, before he started Truth Social over a year later, he issued email statements. And I got a hold of all those statements and recorded them. So basically what you're getting is just Trump's response during that time when he wasn't on social media, everything he was saying. And again, he talks a lot about Joe Biden and all the various attacks on him that were even, you know, continuing today.
Sure.
It kind of fills in the gap between when he wasn't on social media. And the last and probably most important one is the Bias J6 Select Committee public hearings are half the trial. This book gives you the other half. In that book, I go over the 10 different hearings that were aired publicly. You know, give an overview of the hearing and then expose why a lot of what they said simply wasn't true, was biased and twisted around in a lot of different ways. And I give, again, I quote from Trump's True Social account now that he's on there, his responses and responses of others. But in that trial, you guys, the title said you really had half the trial. You had Trump being prosecuted, but he wasn't given a chance to give a defense. So basically what I give here is the other half. So you can actually hear both sides and get decide, was he guilty? And, you know, the conclusion was the hearings was that he should be indicted for inciting the so-called insurrection. And you can read that book and decide for yourself, should he be indicted or not.
Now, whenever authors write books in regards to certain events, there's usually a moment where they decide, okay, I'm going to start writing about this. What was that moment for you?
Well, going back even to the election, the 2020 election, and just all the plain problems of fraud and irregularities in the election, you know, right after that election happened, that's when I immediately started recording everything, you know, and studying everything about it, because there's all these different claims of fraud being thrown around by Trump and others. And so I wanted to start looking and for myself, even what was real wasn't what wasn't real. So that, you know, got me very, you know, just interested in that. And so I started recording that, recording Trump's tweets, you know, everything he was saying about the election. And so in order to dig into it, and so what I do in that first book is go through all the different claims and discuss what's actually has basis to it and which ones really don't have basis to it.
You said you've written other books as well. What other, by the way, we're here with Gary Ziola, Ziola.org. That's Zeolla.org, the website to learn more about this fine gentleman here. You said you've written other books as well, in addition to your five-part series. What other political books have you written? And did you have the same sort of impetus for writing those, basically wanting to comment on what you've seen so far out there and wanting to maybe, in your estimation, set the record straight in some cases?
Yeah, well, the next thing is I also have a five-book series of what will be a five-book series on Joe Biden's failing presidency. I've been, again, recording Biden's tweets, a lot of them, and commenting upon them, not just in the short Twitter format, but extended comments going through all the failures of his first 2 years of his presidency. So I have four books that are written and a fifth one that should be ready within the next couple of weeks here. So you can find those on Amazon just by searching on Joe Biden's failing presidency. And again, you know, the subtitle on the first one is Reversing Trump on Dividing and Destroying America. And the more recent one is Promoting Sin and Death, Causing Biden Inflation and Spewing Hate and Division. So basically, Biden is doing everything he can to divide the country. I mean, his comments are very divisive over and over again. His Soul of the Nation speech last year was the biggest one, you know, the one where he had that college red background and he was spewing out, condemning anyone who believed in traditional values as being extremist, mega extremist. So I've been writing and recording everything he says and all his policies and going to how it's his policies that's causing inflation and other problems we're dealing with in the economy. He thinks it's wonderful, and anybody knows. And those of us pinching pennies know it's not wonderful. We have to do the next big series of books. Like I said, I'll have the fifth and final book out within a couple of weeks, hopefully.
So, you know, you're quite prolific in terms of your writing, in terms of putting pen to paper, expressing your thoughts therein. What exactly is your process in terms of writing a book? What is your methodology?
Well, I sit at a computer and I start with news articles, and, you know, between reading news articles, I watch TV, listen to, you know, radio, your station, and all your, you know, commentators you have on your station throughout the day. And
hopefully, you know, the GD Morning Show.
Yeah, you know, I listen throughout the day. You know, get a hold of everything. You know, listen to everything there, and so that gives me ideas to write about. And then I read news articles, and, you know, I have a whole bunch of different websites and, like, subscriptions to, like, both the left side, like New York Times and, like, Newsmax. You know, so I go from the left to the right to try and get the different perspectives. And that's how I boil it down. So that's why I have most of my books have literally hundreds, if not thousands, of references in them. You know, most of the books have like 50 pages of references, footnotes at the back. So everything I write is fully documented. I try to get multiple sources for everything I claim. So a lot of work goes into it, documenting everything, you know, I put in my books.
Now, of course, you're very passionate. We can hear that just in the sound of your voice about politics and the current state of things from a political point of view. What other subjects have you written about? Anything in the non-political realm?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I started out with my Darkness, the Light Christian Ministry. So I started with like, in the summer of 91. I went to Denver Seminary in the 88 to 90. Dozens of Christian books, including the translation of the Bible, the analytical literal translation. Of course, I've written fitness books, a book on powerlifting, along with other fitness issues on my fitness website. If you go to zeal.org, it links to my Christian, my fitness, and my politics website.
Oh, you're very, very comprehensive there. You got the whole gamut.
Yeah.
I was about to say, we heard about what's next for Gary Zeola, the author. What about what's next for Gary Zeola, the powerlifter?
Well, like I said, I'm still recovering from my shoulder surgery.
Right.
Maybe it'll probably be next year before I'm able to compete again. And my lifts are just starting. I had my second surgery almost a year ago. So I'm getting there in terms of coming back from it. I still got a ways to go to get my lifts back up.
Well, I mean, speedy recovery.
It may not be a squat or a deadlift, but as long as you can lift a pen, you definitely have a purpose in terms of what you're doing. Where can people get the books that we're talking about here on the show?
Well, they're all available on Amazon, like the books on the J6 Insurrection. If you just search J6 Insurrection book, at least one of them should come up on top on Amazon. Or if you search Biden's Failing Presidency on Amazon, those will come up. Or again, go to Zeola.org and you'll see links to all my books on there. You know, there's places, pictures of the books, and that will take you to where you can order it, details on all the different formats. Because they're all available in paperback, hardback, and various ebook formats, including, of course, Kindle format.
Well, you
Zeola.org or Amazon, and you'll find them all there.
You certainly have a lot of things covered. When you write books, one final question. When you write books, what is your target audience when you write books? Who do you have in mind to read the books you write and the books we can find on Amazon and Zeola.org? What is your target audience?
Well, it would depend on which of the type of books I'm writing. Obviously,
I can imagine, powerlifting and the politics.
Yes.
It might not be the best Venn diagram, but the most concentric Venn diagram. But okay, good stuff all the way around, Gary Zeola. Again, Zeola.org. That is Zeolla.org. If you want to find out more about this gentleman, start there, Zeolla.org, Zeolla.org. And that is where this whole thing starts. Gary Zeola, thank you so very much for joining us here on the GD Morning Show this morning.
All right, thank you, too.
Thank you.
Back with more after this. Talk of Pittsburgh, 1320 WJAS GD Morning Show from the Icon, the Ireland Contracting Studio. Stay close.